Hello, everybody. My name is Grant. I'm a proud member of Donald Berman Uphouse, and our topic today is technology and how it impacts our lives. We're going to discuss this with various members. First member that's going to speak is Alex. Alex, how does technology impact your life?
All right. Thank you, Grant. Well, I started technology at a pretty young age, around high school. I had an iPhone. I had video games. I've really seen the addictive side of technology when I was younger. But when I got older, I kind of realized it was more for communication, work, productivity. So I would say technology has affected me in a good way and a bad way. And that's made me more responsible about how I use it now. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Heidi, how does technology impact your life?
Grant, technology affects me in different ways. And one of the main things is it keeps me connected. It keeps me connected with my friends on Facebook, for example. And I have the telephone, and I use it to call my relatives in Switzerland. And I use the TV, and I have Netflix. And for me, technology is very positive. It depends on how I use it.
Well, thank you very much, Heidi. Brooke, how does technology affect your life?
Technology helps me a lot. Because, like, you can do things from home rather than leaving the house. You can shop online instead of going to the mall. It helps us communicate with others whenever we want. It makes things easy for us just with phones, with features and apps to help with a lot of different things. And it helps with work and entertainment as well.
Thank you very much, Brooke.
You're welcome.
Christine, how does technology affect your life?
It affects my life by, during the pandemic especially, it keeps me connected to other people and keeps me from isolating myself. If it wasn't for technology, either the internet, Zoom, I don't know where I would be, what I would have done during the pandemic. And also the purchase of a smartphone. I feel more connected that way because I can take it with me and I won't miss calls. I'll be able to look up when the bus is coming. And it's a great, great thing. I have the internet on there, so I'll never miss out on anything. And it's a great tool, technology.
Thank you very much. Moving on. We're going to recognize Earth Day, which is Thursday, the 22nd of April. And we're going to recognize Earth Day by showing how Earth Day relates to technology. And we're going to have two speakers. Our first speaker is Alex. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, so throughout times, we've had old technology and new technology. But what do you do when it's no good anymore? Do you throw it in the trash? Do you leave it in the garbage? Well, no. Technically, you're supposed to recycle your electronics, whether they're old or new. And that goes for all electronics. And in Quebec, there's a government program. You can reach them at recyclemyelectronics.ca. And it'll give you information about where to bring your device and everything like that, reuse or recycle. There's a lot of locations around Montreal where you could drop off your old devices and everything. So it's really think about the Earth and think about how you could make something else. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Our next speaker is Heidi.
I called Bureau on Go to find out whether they would take old electronics and recycle them. And I was told that you can bring in technology, but you cannot bring in big TVs. That's it.
Well, thank you very much, Heidi. I'm going to just recap some very interesting information that one of our intern stagiaires, Marianne, researched on technology. And what I got out of it was that technology can affect our self-image In the same way that looking at magazines can affect our self-image, or watching television can affect our self-image, looking at content on the computer, on the internet, can affect our self-image. Someone once said we live in a mediated reality. So it comes down to, is it what they're buying or what they're selling? And Marianne also spoke about some positives and negatives about technology. One of the negatives was a sense of fear of missing out. Another point Marianne brought up can be seen as both positive and or negative. It's called the contagion effect. And basically, it's us seeing behavior on technology and imitating that behavior. So if, for example, the behavior is negative and not good for us, then it's really a contagion effect that's detrimental. But if we see, for example, acts of kindness, then it's positive. So I just wanted to add that to the mix. And it's been wonderful moderating this radio episode. Thank you.
Grant never told us how a technology affects him. I think it was important that we also hear from Grant.
I can share a little bit about technology and how it affects me. Sure. At this point, I'm going to ask myself the same question I've been asking others. How does technology impact my life? Well, technology can be, for me, negative or positive. As a wise woman put it, it's not the content, it's how we use it. Someone in media studies, someone very well-known named Marshall McLuhan, coined the phrase, the medium is the message. For me, I have to be vigilant of the fact that if I'm going, for example, on a computer to research a topic, I give myself a time limit, and I try to stay cognizant of the fact that I don't want to float away to 12 different other subjects and get distracted. To me, I feel bad after such an occurrence because I feel like the computer or the internet has taken advantage of me and allowed me to go off trail and pretty much waste my time. Technology is a wonderful, wonderful tool for me to gain knowledge, perspective, understanding, research, and find a laugh. There's funny things, there's serious things. So again, it's how we use the technology. Television is a wonderful thing, but watching television all night for me is not a wonderful thing because I can't function during the day and I love the early mornings. So it all depends on my perspective and how I look at media. Thanks. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Grant.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for listening. We're available at www.radio-up.org.